Good afternoon to everybody, and God's love and grace and blessings be with you all. As we do this afternoon the Holy Unction, the Aphelion service, it is in your black books. If you didn't get one, there are several in the narthex, and we are on page 109. Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Together. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, pardon our sins. Master, forgive our iniquities. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Pateri mon,
oi disu danis, a jesu to ton masu, el fetu masu jesu, in iti to fetu masu, os in om non piacisis, ton arte mon ton abusion, dos mi sinon, ki apis min da prima daimon, os ke mis martin gizu latis mon, ke mis in eis masu tras mon, aladis in masu apu liru.
Oče naš, iže jesi na nebese, da sveti se ime Tvoje, da pridje carstvo Tvoje, da bude volja Tvoja jako na nebesi i na zemlji. Hleb nas nasušni daš nam dnes i ostavi nam dolgi naše, jako že i mi ostavljamo dolžnikom našim. I ne vedi nas u iskušenje, no izbavi nas od lukavoga.
Tatăl nostru, care le ești în ceruri, sfințească-se numele Tău, vie împărăția Ta, facă-se voia Ta, precum în cer, așa și pe pământ. Pâinea noastră, cea spre ființă, dă-ne nouă astăzi și ne iartă nouă greșelile noastre, precum și noi iertăm greșiților noștri, și nu ne duce pe noi în ispită, ci ne izbăvește de cel viclean.
Abana.
For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yara borkam, yara borkam, yara borkam. Gospodi pomiloj, Gospodi pomiloj, Gospodi pomiloj. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O come, let us worship and bow down to our King and God. O come, let us worship and bow down to Christ, our King and God. O come, let us worship and bow down to Christ himself, our King and our God.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness answer me, and in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like those who have long been dead. Therefore my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the works of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear of your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For you are a merciful and loving God, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, neither trust me in your wrath.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak.
Alleluia. 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 Eleisonimas, kirileisonimas, pasas karapulias aporundas. Tavti tsitin kesieros despoti, niamatuli prospero mereleisonimas.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us, O Lord, for in you we have trusted. Do not be very wrathful with us, neither remember our iniquities. But even now look down upon us, inasmuch as you are of tender compassion, and deliver us from our enemies. For you are our God, and we are your people. We are all the work of your hands, and we call upon your name.
Kenin ke aikes osionas ton eonamien, tis esplachnias tin pilinan ixonimien, ευλογημένη Θεοτόκε, ελπίζοντες εισέ μη αποστήχομεν, Χριστή μεν δια σου των περιστάσεων, σιγάρι σωτηρία του γένους των Χριστιανών.
Together the 50th Psalm. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bullocks on your altar.
Ελεότησες πλακνίας τεσποτά, ο ηλαρίνων ναΐ, ψυχασόμου και σώματοβρότων, και φρούρων εν ελέου πιστούς, αυτός και νυνικτήρισον, τους διελέου προσιόντωση. Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servants.
Therefore we in faith do implore you that you bestow upon us who today shall be anointed mystically by your divine and precious oil, your mercy which surpasses understanding.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Σου τον ιερόν φιλάνθρωπε, ο Αποστόλης της Ιης, επασθενούς οι δούλους σου τελείν, συμπαθώς εν την λάμενος, τες δι' αυτόν εντεύξε εσύ, πάντα σφραγίδι σου ελέησον.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, Amen.
Read together. The only pure one who has enriched the gulf of peace,
by your perpetual intercessions to God, deliver your suppliants from infirmities and afflictions, that they may unceasingly magnify you.
You who alone are wonderful and merciful to the faithful, grant your grace from on high to your servants, who are sorely afflicted, O Christ our God.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servants.
O Lord, who of old showed forth an olive branch unto the abating of the flood, through your divine command, save the sufferers through your mercy.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Λαμπά βυθία φωτός εν το ελέησου Χριστέ, φεδρινόν τους εν τη χρήση και νυν πίστη του ελέουσους πεύδοντος.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Together, graciously look down from on high, O Mother of the Creator of all, and through your intercessions dispel the sufferer's bitter pain.
Be in a divine river of mercy, like a fathomless gulf of great loving kindness, O merciful one, show forth the divine streams of your mercy and heal. Let the fountains of the miracles gush forth abundantly and cleanse all. Forever resorting unto you, we fervently implore your grace.
The physician and the help of the suffering, the redeemer and savior of the sick, master and lord of all, grant healing to your ailing servants. Have compassion and mercy on those who have grievously sinned, and deliver them, O Christ our God, from their iniquities, that they may glorify your power divine.
O Savior, who like the incorruptible chrism, you emptied yourself in grace to purify all the world, show mercy on the bodily wounds of those who with faith are now about to be anointed. Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servant. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You who have commanded the ailing to summon your divinely ordained priests, and to be healed by prayers and the anointing with your oil, O loving Lord, save the anointed through your mercy.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
All holy Theotokos, ever virgin, steadfast refuge and fortress, haven and wall, ladder and bastion, have mercy and compassion on the sick, for in you alone we have sought refuge.
Υπάρχουν αγαθέ του ελέους ή αβυσσός, ελέησον ελεήμον σου το Θείο ελέο, τους κάμνοντας ως εσπλαχνό.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servants. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O Lord, supremely good, who through your ineffable love accepted anointing with precious ointment at the hands of the sinful woman, have compassion on your servant.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
All praise, pure, exceedingly gracious Lady, have mercy on those who are about to be anointed with the oil divine, and save yourself.
O you, O Lord, who loves mankind, did institute the anointing of kings by your words alone and by the hands of the high priest, did accomplish the same. Save also the sufferers by your seal, for as much as you are merciful, Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servant.
Ethexis mi epikron themo non efapsito, tun epalipsi en theo, tas estis isoter simium enon, allen skepi peritichison, tutus tis doxis sou.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Stretch forth your hand from on high, O loving Lord, and sanctify your royal Savior. Give it to your suppliants for healing and release from all their ills.
Now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Together, in your divine birth-giving, you manifested yourself as the fruitful olive tree, O Mother of the Creator, through whom the world was seen filled with mercy. Therefore, saved through your intercessions, touching those who suffer.
Being the fountainhead of mercy, O gracious one, deliver from every adversity those who with fervent faith entreat your ineffable mercy. O most compassionate one, and taking away their maladies, grant them divine grace from above.
You in your mercy, O compassion and Savior and only God, heals both the passions of souls and the affliction of bodies. Heal those who suffer from illnesses, O merciful one.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servants.
In the anointing of the heads of all with oil, grant the joy of gladness to all who seek the mercy of your redemption. Through the abundance of your mercy, O Lord.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Ξύφος υπάρχει κατά δαιμόνων σώτερ σου εισφραγής, πυρτε αναλύσκον πάθητα των ψυχών, ιερέοντες εντεύξεσιν, ουθεν την ίασιν,
now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen. O Mother of God, who in a divine manner held within your womb and inevitably did incarnate him, who holds all things in the palm of his hand, we pray that you intercede with him
to expiate those who suffer.
Show mercy to all, O Savior, according to your great and divine mercy, for mystically foreshadowing this rite, we bring the anointing with the holy oil unto the sick, and by your power heal them all. Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servants.
By the streams of your mercy, O Christ, our God, and through the anointing by your priest, wash away as a merciful Lord the pains and wounds and the sudden assaults of suffering of those tormented by passions, that they may be healed through your cleansing.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
For as much as your divine mercy has decreed to us from on high, oh, muster the oil of gladness as a symbol of condescension. continually cry out, all the works of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. As a glorious crown, O pure one, nature accepted your divine Son, crushing the hosts of the enemy and conquering them totally. Therefore, crowned with the joyful radiance of your grace, we sing praises unto you, allotted lady.
Νεύσον ουρανόθεν νυχτήρμον, δείξον σου το έλεος πάση, τους νυν την αντίληψην την σύν, και την ισχύν σου της προσίους εσύ, διά του Θείου χρίσματος των ιερέων σου φιλάνθρωπε.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servant. O benevolent Savior, now rejoicing, we behold the holy oil, which by your condensation you have received, beyond the merits of the participants, symbolically imparted unto those who share in the divine cleansing. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Show compassion and mercy, O Savior. Deliver from dread and pains. Shield from the darts of the evil one the souls and bodies of your supplicants. For as much as you are a merciful Lord, who heals by grace divine.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen.
As you receive the hymns and supplications of your servants, all pure virgin, so also deliver from irksome ills and maladies those who through us flee unto your divine protection.
Αξιόνεστινος σαλιθός, μακαρίς ειν σετήν Θεοτόκον, την αη μακαρίστον και παναμόμητον και μητέρα του Θεού ημών, την τιμιωτέραν των κερουβήμ και ενδοξωτέραν ασυγκρίτος των σεραφείμ, την αδιαφθόρος θεολόγον δεκούσαν, την όντας Θεοτόκον, σε μεγαλύνομεν.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy, and keep us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious
most
Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
To you, Lord.
For all the powers of heaven praise you, and to you they ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. At this time, we're going to our parish council. We'll pass a tray. Please give as you are able, as an offering of your love to our Lord and for ministry in this parish of St. Catherine.
Look favorably on our
sototon kirion, eniteton kirion, ekton uranon, enite avton, en disipsi istis, si prepi, hymnos to Theo.
Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. To you, O God, praises befitting.
You execute on them the written judgment. This glory shall be to all his saints. You have given your grace, O reconcilable and loving Lord, through your apostles, by your holy oil, to heal the wounds and infirmities of all. Have mercy, therefore, on those who with faith approach to be anointed with this oil. Sanctify, show mercy, purge them from every ailment, and make them worthy of your incorruptible bliss as our merciful Lord.
Praise the Lord in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Look down from heaven, O incomprehensible one, in your loving kindness, and with your invisible hand, seal our senses, O loving Lord. By your holy oil, grant to those who in faith come to you, seeking the forgiveness of sins, and grant the healing of soul and body, that they may glorify you with profound feeling, magnifying your dominion.
Venite afton epi tes dynastias aftou. Ενείτε αυτόν κατά το πλήθος της μεγαλοσύνης αυτού, χρήση του ελαίου σου και ιερέων φιλάνθρωπε, επαφή του σικέτα σου, Αγία σου νάνωθεν νοσημάτων ρίσε, ψυχήστε των ρήπων, κάθαρον έκκλινον σωτήρ και πολυπλόκον σκανδάλων λύτρωσε, τους πόνους παραμύθισε, τας περιστάσεις εκδίωξον και τας λήψεις αφάνισον, ως ικτήρμον και εσπλαχνών.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You who are the most pure palace of the King, O greatly praised one, I now implore you, cleanse my mind stained with all manner of sin, and make it the pleasant home of the exceedingly divine Trinity, that I, your wicked supplicant, being saved, may magnify your power and your boundless mercy.
Please go to page 123 to the Troparion.
Ταχύσεις αντίληψην μόνος υπάρχουν, Χριστέ, ταχύαν την άνωθεν δείξον επίσκεψην της Πάσχος η δούλη σου, λύτρος ενώσιματων και πικρών αλγιδώνων έγειρον του υμνήνσε και δοξάζειν απάστος πρεσβείες της Θεοτόκου μόνε φιλάνθρωπε.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord have mercy.
For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. for peace in the whole world, the stability of the holy churches of God,
Lord, the union of all that is great to the Lord,
for this holy temple and those who enter it with faith, reverence, and the fear
Lord,
of God,
have mercy. Great to the Lord.
For our Archbishop Isaiah, the honorable presbytery of the diaconate in Christ, for
Lord,
all the clergy and laity,
have mercy.
The Lord. For the president of our country, for those in civil authority, for our armed forces everywhere, and
Lord,
for the American nation,
have mercy.
The Lord. For the faithful attendants who participate in the grace of the Holy Spirit,
Lord, have mercy.
That this oil will be blessed by the descent, power, and operation of the Holy Spirit.
Lord, have mercy.
For the servants of God who have come to this holy sacrament, and for their visitation in God, and the grace of the Holy Spirit may come upon
them, let us pray to the Lord.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity,
let us pray to the Lord.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our all holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, Lord.
You are due all glory, honor, and worship to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, who in your mercy abounds, bounties, heals the disorders of our souls and bodies, sanctify this oil, that those who shall be anointed with it may be healed from and freed from every passion, illness of body, uncleanness of body and spirit, and from all evils, that also in this your all holy name may be glorified, with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever into the ages of ages.
Amen. You who alone are quick to help a Christ, manifest your speedy visitation from high upon your ailing servants. Deliver them from their infirmities and bitter pain, and raise them up again to sing praises unto you and to glorify you without ceasing, through the intercessions of the Theotokos, only loving God.
If blinded spiritually, I come to you, O my Christ, as did the man born blind. Hearing out, crying out to you in repentance, you are the super bright light of those in darkness.
Raised up the paralytic, O Lord, by your divine supervision. Raise up my soul, paralyzed by unseemly deeds and all manner of sin. The being saved, I may cry out, O benevolent Christ,
πως το Κύριο μαθητήσαν δεξοδί και το Ευαγγελίο, πως μάρτυς έχεις το απαρατρεπτόν, την παρησίαν ως αδελφό Θεός, το πρεσβεύειν ως ιεράρχης, οικέτευε Χριστόν τον Θεόν, σωθήνε τας ψυχάς ημών.
The only begotten Word of God, the Father, who in these latter days pitched his tent among us, ordained you, O James the Divine, to be the first shepherd and teacher of Jerusalem, and a faithful steward of spiritual mysteries. Wherefore, O Apostle, we all honor you.
In my row, Saint Nicholas, you revealed yourself as a minister of holy mysteries for fulfilling the gospel of Christ. O venerable one, you laid down your life for your people and saved the innocent from death. For this you were canonized as a great mystic of God's grace.
Megan Evratol, and his kindinis, Sir Ipermachon, Ecomeni, Athrophoreta ethni tropumenon, Osulieu cathilestin eparsin, and Ostadi otharin aston estorha.
ούτω Άγια, μεγαλομάτης Δημήτρια, Χριστόν το Θεόν οικέτευε, δωρήσαστε ημίν το μεγαλέως.
O holy champion and healer, Pandeleimon, intercede with our merciful God, that he may grant remission of sins to our souls.
O saints and Naiadi and wonder workers, come and visit our infirmities. Freely you have received, freely give unto us.
Megalia superthene tis diisete, vrieis garthavmata, ke pigazis iamata, ke presvevis hiper ton psychon imon, os theologos ke philos Christou.
O fervent intercessor and impregnable wolf, fountain of mercy and refuge of the world, to you we earnestly cry out. O Lady Theotokos, come and deliver us from dangers, who alone are a swift protector.
Be attentive.
Let your mercy be on us, O Lord, even as we have put our trust in you. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous ones.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the Catholic Epistle of St. James.
Let us be attentive.
Brothers and sisters, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and have seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let him pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom arising in the Holy Gospel, peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
The Gospel is according to St. Luke.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
And the old and certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to gain eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But the man, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounding him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw me pass by on the other side, likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came down and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell in among the thieves? And he said, He who showed him mercy. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
After each of the gospel readings, We're going to skip the petitions and go to the next epistle reading. The prayers that are following the Gospels are being read silently by our clergy. So now we continue with the second epistle on page 132. Let us be attentive.
The Lord is my fortress and my song. In chastising, the Lord has corrected me.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans.
Let us listen attentively.
Brethren, we who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God.
Peace be to thee, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom, rise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be to all.
And with your spirit.
The lesson is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
At that time, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich, and he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. And so he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass by that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And so he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. And then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give one half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Page 137.
The Lord is my light and my Savior. The Lord is the defender of my life.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians.
Let us all listen attentively.
Brethren, you are the body of Christ and members individually. And God has appointed these in the church. First apostles, second prophets, third teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, endures all things. Love never fails.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Reading of the Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
Then when he called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease. These 12 sent out and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter into a city of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give."
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
On page 140, let us be attentive.
In that day when I shall call upon you, Lord, hear my prayer.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the second epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom, arise and hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
The Gospel is according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." And when Jesus saw great multitudes around him, he gave a command to depart to the other side. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Then another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
Page 144.
Wisdom.
You, Lord, shall protect us. Save me, Lord, for the righteous is vanishing.
Let us attend.
Brethren, we do not want you to be ignorant to our trouble, which came to us in Asia. That we may be burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we can aspire even of life. Yes, we had the sentences of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead, who delivers us from so great death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that will still deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on behalf
for the gift
granted to us through many.
Peace be to thee, O reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be to all.
And with your spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
The Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to sue to those who sell, and buy it for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know not neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming."
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Page 149.
Let us be attentive.
Have mercy on me according to your great mercy. Create in me a clean heart, O God.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the Epistle of Paul to the Galatians.
Let us listen attentively.
Brothers and sisters, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with the passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom arise so that we may hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
And with your spirit.
The reading of the Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Cana came from that region and cried to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Page 153. Let us be attentive.
O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger. Have mercy on me, for I am weak.
Wisdom.
The lesson is from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Thessalonians.
Let us listen attentively.
Brothers and sisters, we exhort you, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophecies, test all things, hold fast what is good.
Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel, peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
The Gospel is according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Το κύριο εκείνο παράγωνο Ιησούς ήδεν άνθρωπον καθήμενον επί των τελώνιων Μαθαίων ηλεγόμενων και λέγει αυτό ακολούθη μη και αναστάσει ακολούθησε αυτό και γέρωτο αυτό ανικημένου εν δικία και ειδού πολλοί τελώνε και αμαρτωλοί ελθόντες συνενέχει το Ιησού και τις μαθητές αυτού και ειδόντες οι Φαρισαίοι είπαν τις μαθητές αυτού διατί μετά των τελωνών και αμαρτωλών εσύ ο διδάσκολος ημών ο δε Ιησούς ακούσες είπε αυτής που χρειάν έχουσαν οι ισχύοντες γιατρού, αλλά οι κακώς έχοντες. Πορευθέντες δε μάθετε τι έστειν, έλειον θέλω και ουθυσίαν, που γαρ ήρθον καλέσε δικαίους, αλλά αμαρτωλούς εις μετάνιαν. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him. Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Doxa sicci dia, doxa sicci.
Have mercy on us, O Lord, according to your great mercy. We pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Furthermore, we pray for mercy, peace, life, health, salvation, visitation, protection, and forgiveness of the sins of the servants of God who have come to this holy sacrament, and for the remission of their sins, both voluntary and involuntary.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For you are a merciful and loving God, and to you we ascribe glory. To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, Lord our God, physician of souls and bodies, it is you who soothes the chronic pains and heals every infirmity and malady of the people who desires that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, and who wills not the death of the sinner, but rather that he or she should repent and live. For you, O Lord, in the old covenant ordained repentance for sinners, for David and the Ninevites, and in those before and after them, but also in the new dispensation of your coming in the flesh, you called not the righteous but the sinners to repentance, like the publican, the harlot, the thief, and the blasphemous and persecutor Paul the Great, receiving them all through repentance. Peter, your great apostle, denying you three times, you received in repentance and promised him, saying, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For which cause, O merciful and loving God, encouraged by your faithful promise, we pray and entreat you at this hour, hear our prayer and accept it as incense offered to you. Visit these your servants, and if they have trespassed either in word or deed or thought, by night or day, if they have fallen under the ban of a priest or under their own anathema, or have sworn by oath, we pray to you, Lord, lose for pardon, forgive them, O God, overlooking their iniquities, and their sins committed by them knowingly or in ignorance.
And if they have transgressed your commandments or have erred as bearing flesh and living in the world or by the prompting of the devil, forgive us, the merciful and loving God, for there is no man who lives and sins not. For you are our sinless, and you are your righteousness to all eternity, and your word is the truth. For you have not created man for destruction, but for the keeping of your commandments and for the inheriting of life incorruptible. To you we ascribe glory together with your Father who is without everlasting, and your all holy and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Holy Father, physician of our souls and bodies, who sent your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to heal every infirmity and deliver from death, heal also these your servants from the ailments of their body and soul, and endow them with life by the grace of your Christ, through the intercessions of our holy Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, the power of the precious and life-giving cross, the protection of the honored bodiless powers of the heavens, the supplications of the honored glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, the holy glorious all honorable apostles, the holy glorious victorious martyrs or saintly and God-being fathers, the holy and mercenary healers, Cosmas and Damianos, Cyrus and John, Samson and Neomedes, Mochius and Akitos, Mandeleimon and Hermolaus, Thalaleos and Tryphon, of our holy righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints.
For you are God, are the source of healing, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Sophia.
Ευλογησόν.
Ευλογητός Χριστός ο Θεός ημών πάντα την ίν και αή και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων.
Amen.
Glory to you, Christ our God, and all glory to you. May Christ our true God, through the intercessions of his all-holy, pure, and blessed Mother, by the power of the precious and life-giving cross, the prayers of the holy righteous ancestors Joachim and Anna, St. Catherine, the great martyr and patroness of our holy temple, through the prayers of the glorious St. James, the brother of our Lord, the first bishop of Jerusalem, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us as a good, loving, and merciful God. Through the prayers of holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us.
Amen.
Please be seated. Guys, we don't need. The service is over. God's love and grace be with you all on this Holy Wednesday with one of the major sacraments of our church, the Holy Evangelion, the Holy Unction Service. This is the healing through the anointing of holy oil, and we know that in all of the mysteria, all of the sacraments, God, through physical means, imparts his divine and life-giving presence. Through the prayers and through the means of the oil, we have the opportunity of healing of both soul and body. So as you come up in just a few moments, we're going to have Father Jimmy and I will be anointing. As you come up in a few moments, come up and say your name, your Christian name, your baptism or chrismation name, and you'll hold out your hands with both sides. Just as a reminder, we are not able to give out oil, the Evangelion to you to take home. We will have it here. We're going to anoint again tonight at our 7 p.m. service. We'll have the anointing at that service. And then we will have it through the remainder of Holy Week, in Pascha, and we'll have it in the altar. So if friends or relatives are unable to come, but are able to come to another service, please, they can come and we will anoint them. Let us know afterwards. A couple of other announcements. Number one, if you're not Orthodox, please come forward and tell us that. We have some other blessed oil that we will be happy to anoint you with. It's not this sacrament, because sacraments are only for Orthodox, but it is nevertheless a blessed oil, and we will anoint you with that oil as you come forward. Just let one of our clergy know. Also, if you're unable to step onto the solea, please just come up here and get one of our priests' attention, and we'll come down and anoint you at that level. Come up, especially quietly. Let's not have a lot of talking and everything as we come up. Let's come up quietly, reverently, and receive God's love and grace, because it is very real in his healing divine presence. May his blessings be with you all. Have a beautiful afternoon. Once again, our services continue this evening at 7 p.m. Tomorrow morning we will have the 9 o'clock remembrance of the Last Supper and the institution of the First Holy Communion. And so we will have the Divine Liturgy with the distribution of Holy Communion. And then tomorrow night, our service at 7, the reading of the 12 Passion Gospels. His love and grace and mercy through the prayers of the Panagia, the Virgin Mary Theotokos, be with you all.
Having the fountain of healing, holy on mercenaries, you bestow healing on all who ask of it, for you were deemed worthy of exceedingly great gifts. From the perpetual source of Christ the Savior, for the Lord has said to you, as equal in zeal unto the apostles, behold, I have given you authority over unclean spirits to cast them out.
One other thing, excuse me for interrupting your singing, my brother Dan. Now, as you get your anointing, please then, we'll have Q-tips. We'll have cod balls. You can wipe it off and then leave the cod balls in the back of the narthex, okay?
And to heal every infirmity and every malady. Therefore, having faithfully followed his commandments, freely you have received. Now freely give healing the ills of our souls.
Holy Father,
our souls and bodies, souls and bodies, have mercy on us, heal, forgive this your servant. Καταραμένοι για να σταυρώσουν το Χριστό τον πάντα βασιλέα και ο Κύριος ήθελησε να μπει σε περιβολή να λάβει για να τον λάβουν όλοι σαν κλέφτη τον πιάσανε και σαν ληστή τον πάνε και στου Πιλάτου τις αυλές εκεί τον τυραννάνε. Τον Φαραώ φωνάξανε να φτιάξει 3 περόνια και εκείνος ο παράνομος βάρει και φτιάχνει 5. Συ Φαραώ που τα φτιάξες πρέπει να μας διδάξεις. Βάλτε τα 2 στα πόδια του
και τα λαδιό στα χέρια, το πέμπτο το φαρμάκερο βάλτε το στην καρδιά του, να λιγωθεί η καρδούλα του κι όλα τα σώθηκά του. Αχ, η Παναγιά, η Δέσποινα, καθόταν μοναχή της, τις προσευχές της έκανε για τον μονογενή της. Φωνή της ήρθε εξ ουρανού κι απ' αρχαγγέλου στόμα, σώνουν κυρά μου οι προσευχές, σώνουν και μετάνιες. Το γιο σου τον πιάσανε και στου χαλκιά τον πάνε και στου Πιλάτου τις αυλές, εκεί τον τυραννάνε.
O pure and virgin Lady, O spotless Theotokos, rejoice, O unwedded bride. O virgin queen and mother, O dewy fleece most holy, so unwedded bride. O high transcending heaven above, O beam of light most radiant, rejoice, O unwedded bride. O joy of chaste and virgin maids, surpassing all the angels, rejoice, O unwedded bride. O brilliant light of heaven above, most clear and most radiant, rejoice, O unwedded bride. So unwedded bride, Maria, I parthene, cosmu pandos kyria, here nymphi nymphem, achrante nymphi panagne, despi Panagia, here nymphi nymphem, Maria nymphi anasa, chora simonetia, here nymphi Mictiri per aia, here nymphi nymphem, timio terra veruvin, perendo sotera, here nymphi nymphem, donas. rejoice, O unwedded bride. O Holy Mary, bride and queen, O cause of our rejoicing, rejoice, O unwedded bride. O maiden queen, most honorable, O mother most holy, rejoice, O unwedded bride.
The harlot recognized in you the Son of the Virgin as God, and weeping besought you with tears equal to her past deeds, and said, "Loose my debt as I unloose my tresses. Show love unto the one justly hated who loves you, and who with the publican hails you, O benefactor and lover of mankind."
Set on this Parthenoion, porni epignousa Theon elegen, en klaphmodis opousa, ons da kryon axia praxasa, di alison to kreos os kago, son finus an tin dikeos miesumeni ke prision telonon se kirieixo evergeta finan throte.
With the precious mixed her tears and poured it over your sacred feet. As she kissed them, immediately you justified her. Grant also forgiveness to us, you who suffered for us, and save us.
Τον μύρον υπόνιε μίξε με τα δάκρυα και εξέχεν εις τους ακράντους πόδα σου καταφύλουσα. Εκείνην ευθύς εδικέ ημίν δε συγχώριεσιν δώριεσαι ο παθόν υπέρ ημών και σώσον ημάς.
While the sinful woman was offering the myrrh, the disciple was making terms with a lawless man, she did rejoice in emptying out that which was precious, and he hastened to sell him who was above all price. She acknowledged the master, and he severed himself from the master. She was set free
And Judas became a slave to the enemy. Monstrous was his callousness, great was her repentance. Grant me this also, O Savior, who suffered for us and saved us.
Orte amartolos proseferet domiron tote omathitieis sine fonietis paranomis. Imene here kenusa to
that she might purchase precious
precious myrrh to anoint the benefactor. To the myrrh-seller she cried out, give me the myrrh that even I may anoint him who has wiped away
salvation.